2 Corinthians chapter 7. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything which contaminates our flesh and spirit, making our holiness complete in the fear of God. Open up to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have taken advantage of no one. I don't say this to condemn you, for as I have said before, you are in our hearts so much that neither life nor death can change it. I realize that I am being very bold toward you, and I also have a lot to boast about you. I am filled with comfort. I overflow with joy in all our affliction. For when we had come to Macedonia, our flesh had no relief, but we were afflicted on every side. On the outside were battles, and on the inside were fears. Nevertheless, he who strengthens the lowly, even God, consoled us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but also by the encouragement with which he was encouraged by you when he told us of your longing for us, your mourning, and your zeal for me. Therefore, I rejoiced even more. Even though I made you sorry with my letter, I don't regret it, though I did regret it, for I now see that letter made you sorry, but only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you were made sorry to repentance. For you were made sorrowful in a godly way, so that you might experience no damage because of us. For godly sorrow produces repentance, which results in irrevocable salvation. But the sorrow which the world experiences produces death. Look here, this is how this very thing worked in your case. You were made sorry in a godly way. What seriousness it produced in you, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation against sin, what reverent fear, what longing for holiness, what zeal, how you righted the wrong. In everything you showed yourselves to be clear in this matter. So, although I wrote to you, I didn't write for his sake who did the wrong, nor for his sake who was wronged, but so that our earnest care for you might be shown to you in the sight of God. Therefore, we have been comforted, and in our comfort we rejoiced abundantly, more for the joy which Titus had, because his spirit had been refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted to him about you concerning anything, I was not embarrassed, but as we spoke everything to you in truth, so the boasting which I did to Titus was also found to be truth. And he feels great affection for you when he remembers your obedience to the Lord, how well you received him with fear and trembling. I rejoice that in everything I have confidence in you. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 7. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.